From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde, in for Ross Reynolds. A new national study by the Department of Housing and Urban Development finds that same-sex couples are being discriminated against in the rental housing market nationally. Researchers with HUD found that out by pretending to be hunting for rentals. They sent out two emails, one posing as a gay couple, the other as a straight couple, and the results showed that same-sex couples got significantly fewer responses.
We found that, in fact, same-sex couples, both gay couples and lesbian couples, experience a significant level of discrimination when inquiring about a unit available that's been advertised for rent. It means that if you are a gay male couple and you inquire for a rental unit in the United States, there's a chance between 3.1% and 11.6% of the time you're going to receive a response that's different and less favorable to you than a heterosexual couple.
Here with more on what's happening in our area is Idlira Kuka. She's a tenant counselor at Solid Ground. That's a nonprofit based in Seattle that focuses on housing and homeless prevention. Idlira Kuka, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So HUD researchers are saying they can't tell us yet how common this is in our area, but based on your experience, how common is it?
I think it's very common in our area. However, it is very difficult to track, and discrimination in housing plays out in many different complex issues, and we certainly hear about it. It'd be really interesting, I think, to have the same study conducted in our area.
Are you finding that out just kind of anecdotally? You're hearing about this discrimination, or what's your source of information?
Well, we have a statewide hotline, actually, that anyone in Washington can call in with issues about their housing. And discrimination in housing comes up quite a bit. We know with same-sex couples, for example, that can come up and manifest itself in different ways with rental applications and screening process and criteria.
Is that kind of discrimination against same-sex couples against the law in Seattle or here in Washington State?
It is against the law. So the Washington State has laws that protect sexual orientation and including gender identity. That is a protected class throughout the state. Seattle has ordinances on human rights and unfair housing practices that also prevent that. But there are definitely many ways that it still goes on.
And what happens? Landlord breaks the law. You find out about it. You report it. What's the process?
So it depends on individual cases. For example, if someone feels that they're being discriminated against, a good start is contacting the fair housing agencies. We can also certainly connect individuals with resources and navigating the system of how to file a complaint, what that looks like. A lot of times people do fear retaliation, even though that is also illegal. Sometimes when you're at risk of losing your housing, it's very difficult to sometimes assert your rights. So it varies from case to case with discrimination, but individuals can take that up either with a private attorney or with fair housing agencies and file a formal complaint. So a fair housing agency in our state, for example, if someone is experiencing this in the city of Seattle, they would contact the Seattle Office of Civil Rights and figure out what the best way is to file a complaint. That office will then take it up for investigation.
Is it difficult to prove instances of discrimination?
It is. There are many different types of discrimination, especially in rental housing application process that can be very difficult to prove, yes.
Hey, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Thank you.
Idlira Kuka is a tenant counselor at Solid Ground. That's a nonprofit based here in Seattle that focuses on housing and homeless prevention. And once again, there's a new national study by the Department of Housing and Urban Development that finds that same-sex couples are being discriminated against in the rental housing market.